Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Happy Monday morning, everybody. Here we go again. Another week we are into late October. Can you believe it? Oh my goodness. It's like Halloween is coming, and then right after Halloween, we know what hits. Thanksgiving, and then Christmas, and then the New Year. Can you believe the New Year is right around the corner? So, yes. So, today I want to let you know, it's amazing to be on this venue and to be able to help people in the way I do. And I can't tell you the number of people that have emailed me and they listen to the show. They're not getting through it as callers, but they're listening to the show and they say, hey, I was listening to the show and the clearing work you're doing to the callers is also working on me. Yes, yes, and yes. If you are listening and you, and let's say somebody calls in and they're stuck. They say, I'm stuck. I can't move forward with career or relationship or just in life in general. As I'm clearing them, if you're listening and you want that clearing, it will also help to clear you. The best way to receive the clearing, standing up facing north. Now, it's been proven that when we're facing north, our molecules align differently or, you know, I know I'm not going to say that correctly, but that's what the basic gist of it. So if you are wanting a healing today, and it's the same healing that a caller is receiving, if you can stand up and face north, if you can sit and face north, if you can just say, yeah, heal me of that too, whatever works for you. And for my callers, I have a full switchboard again. If you don't get through today, I want to apologize in advance, but I want to let you know, please call back again next week. I'm here every Monday at noon Central Time, 1 p.m. Eastern. I think that's 10, like the West Coast time. Okay. And if you do get through, please have your question ready or your connection if you want to connect with a loved one on the other side. And you know what? If you need a general reading, like tell me what's going to happen over the next 6 months, or you have 3 or 4 questions, please book a private session. That is more for a private session than one question on the show. Also, I have channeled 5 books. Those books are available on Amazon.com. The link is on the show description. If you would like to take a look at those books, great. I have 3 TV shows. The link to the TV shows are on the description of my show. And if you really like the show, go ahead and follow me. Then you can be notified every time it comes on. We're going to go to the first caller right now, 775. Hello, how are you today?
Hi, Tony. This is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi, Wendy. How are you today?
Well, as you know, I've been on a medical leave, ADA to be specific, since March the 10th. And I've been approved through my employer continuously. However, HR called me about last week, and Amrita told me very clearly that I am approved on my ADA leave through the end of this month. However, regardless of whether or not my doctor feels that medically I need to stay off work any further, I will lose my employment. And miraculously, today I made a new friend, Alvina, and she's worked in HR in a different company for over 20 years, and she is fuming about this, and she says that's against ADA, and they'll get themselves in trouble, and she's willing to even do a conference call with them. So what's going to happen? Am I going to be forced to go back in November?
Okay, so what,
or
Wendy, stop talking, Wendy, stop talking. Okay, so listen. I understand you're explaining the whole story, and thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Here's what I'm going to tell you. From the beginning, I was hearing this is illegal. They cannot do this. They're saying it because most people don't know this is an illegal action. You can never stop somebody's employment when they're on a medical leave. I don't care what state you live in. It doesn't take a psychic to know this. If you know a little bit about law, there. This HR person said is illegal. Now, sometimes they'll say something like this because they figure the person will just concede. They don't know the law. They don't know what their rights are. It's really quite shady of a business to do that. And I think businesses that pull moves like that should be spanked by, you know, the powers that be. They should be reprimanded and fined. However, at this point, it's your word against her word. She cannot, you cannot be let go or relieved while you are on medical leave. What she's saying and doing is not accurate, not true, and you legally have a right to contest this and even recover compensation for any harm that this causes you if she pushes it any further. So that is your answer to your question today. Wendy, thank you so much for calling in. I hope that you have an amazing rest of the week.
Thank you, Tony. And I hope she extends me to the end of the year.
Well, I think she has to extend it as long as you're on medical leave. So that's
all
just
right.
The way it goes in this sort of situation. So
yeah.
I hope that this was helpful, and thank you so much for calling in. I'm sending you so much love and blessings, and I hope to hear follow-up from you soon. So we are going to go directly to the next caller. I am going to go to caller number 310. Hello, 310.
Hello.
How are you today?
Tony, I'm doing very well. My name is Brittany, and I have a question. My father and my brother are in spirit, and they brought this gentleman to me where I've been in a relationship with for about a year and 3 or 4 months. And I just wanted to see what my father, like from his vantage point, what he thinks and feels about how the relationship is progressing.
Okay. Well, the first thing, I'm a little distracted about your question because I keep hearing the name John. Are you on the other side or this side? Is there somebody named John in your life?
Not as of now, but my boyfriend, the first letter of his name starts with a J.
Okay. I'm hearing John very clearly, very distinctly. I don't know why, but we'll let that go for now. So the biggest thing I'm hearing is, okay, so first let me make sure
understand the question. You want to know how your parents, who are on the other side, feel about the relationship that you're in right now.
Yeah, my brother and my father are there.
Your brother and your father are on the other side. Okay,
yes.
Thank you. I kept hearing the name was being yelled at me so loudly, I really couldn't hear your question very clearly. So, okay, your brother and your father are on the other side. What do you know? How do you feel? You know, they're saying it's good. This needs some work. You need to be proactive in your choices with this person. You need to stand your ground a little bit. He can be a bit stubborn, but you need to show him that you're not going to concede just because he's stubborn. You cannot tell this person directly this is what you want. You have to make suggestions about what you want, and then this person will follow suit. You cannot be demanding of this person, or like momish is the term they're using, or bossy. That will make this person turn and head for the hills, so to say. They're also saying that you need to also, but you need to be able to stand your ground. Don't concede on everything. Don't back down. And don't say, oh, this is really strong coming from, I believe, your father. Don't say things are okay if they're not. Don't say you want to do this or do that if you don't. Be, you know, people are mind readers. Let them know what you like and let them know what you want. Let them know who you truly are so they can, you know, be in that space. In the beginning of a relationship is when a man wants to please us if he's serious about us.
Yeah.
Okay. And if we're at that point too busy conceding and trying to make ourselves the person they want, they never, ever learn how to please us or what we're about or what we want. So for those first 3 to 6 months, that's our opportunity to say, to kind of lay down our law, open our book and say, look, at this is who I am, this is what I like, and this is what I like to do, and these are the things that are important in my life. But we're oftentimes so busy trying to win this person. Women, we should never have to win a man. He is not a carnival game, and if he is a carnival game, kick him. Get him out.
Yeah.
He should be trying to win us. We are the prize. We are the Jimmy to the jam. I don't know. We are all of that. So with this gentleman, you especially have to not say, like, necessarily, you need to say, I really like to take hay rides. I really like to go to these types of shows. I really like to this. And then also, you know, let him know what's important to you in a relationship, but not in a way that you're demanding it of him. I don't know any man that likes to be told what to do, but this gentleman especially will not respond well to direct orders, but picks up very well on suggestions. The two of you together have a very, very good chance. You have to, if you want to be happy for the time the two of you are together, you have to be more open to, let me get this. You have to have more concrete decisiveness is the statement I'm getting. Like when they say, where do you want to go to dinner? We can't always be like, oh, wherever, whatever. Have some things lined up. Have some places lined up. Have some suggestions lined up. Don't, for all women, we cannot be the wherever, whatever girl. We need to be like, yeah, oh, you know what? There's this great place. There are two places I've been thinking about I really want to try. Or I was at this place once with a friend and it was awesome. Boom. Men love confident women, but they also love a little bit of mystery in us. So, you know, use those to your advantage with this gentleman, and it will go really, really far. Now, he is not sure what he wants at this point in the game. He might be telling you that he wants a serious relationship, or he wants this, or he wants that. That doesn't mean, like, us women, we do this all the time.
I see myself in a serious relationship. Well, he's not saying with us. So we have to, like, bide our time, watch how things go, and let it develop into that spot. But the biggest thing I'm hearing for you, another really big thing, is stop worrying if he wants you and start looking at who he is as a person. What's his character? What are his ethics? How does he treat people? And go from there. These are things that really stop worrying about what he wants and how he views you, and, you know, because he's going out with you. So there's that. You need to start assessing him. Okay, sweetie? Okay, Brittany?
Thank you. I have been assessing him. I just am not sure if I should continue to invest my time, because I'm at an age right now where, you know, I need to consider, like, maybe having children in a family. And
right.
I just want to waste any time.
Well, what I'll tell you is this. I cannot tell you, and, I used to say to people, this is, you have the potential for this to be a possible husband, and they would sabotage it. And people have free will. They have every right to do that.
Right.
And we do. We're like, oh, my God, this can't be it. The moment you say that, all the negative aspects of this person come out, and you're like, oh, my God, this is it forever after. So I joke with one of my friends. I said, I'm going to be like the weatherman, and I'm actually 100% more accurate than any weatherman I've ever listened to. But I said, I'm going to be like the weatherman. From now on, I'm going to say, there's a 50% chance that this could happen. But what I really want is, you know, because we're human. We get scared. We can jump out of things, and then we can jump back in. And we do.
Right.
We have this fear, and we don't know, and we don't. We want to believe
right.
we have free will, and we want to believe it's a choice. And, you know, sometimes people aren't at the same place in a relationship that we're at. We can know, hey, this is the right guy. You know, we can have. Say, okay, God is showing me this is the person, or I've had these dreams about this, or I've had this, but the other person is in a completely different place, and then all we do is freak them out, okay, and then they
right.
want to run, especially men. Men need to be the ones that come to it first. We can know that, but we just have to keep it to ourselves, okay? We have to zip it, and we have to let them win us, whether we know it or not, whether we know this is the person or not. Being a little intuitive as I am, I've made all of these mistakes, and it's okay because I know there's not just one person out there for us. That would be a very, very sad and scary and lonely situation. Because if there was just one person and something happened to that person, we'd be doomed to spend the rest of our lives kind of alone or unhappy, right? So there are several people that will make a really good partner for us, but every relationship requires a lot of work and energy. Don't worry.
Yeah.
The person you're supposed to have babies with or marry is going to be there when they're supposed to be there. And I'm not saying that the person you're with right now is not that person. What I am going
right.
to say is there is a lot of learning and structure building going on with this relationship. Now, structure building tells me, when I hear the term structure building, that's a very, very unique phrase. We build a structure to something that's concrete and has the possibility.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a 50% chance.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say that 50% chance is a joke. When I hear structure building, I'm going to say, there is the opportunity or the possibility that you two are building a foundation here. But
yeah.
either one of you has the free will, and you really
right.
have to look at each other for your truths and look at this clearly and then decide from there. Okay?
Okay.
In the end, you really know what you want, and I'm hearing just don't concede. Don't concede on what you want, okay?
Okay.
I know that, I hope that makes some sense for you. I hope that that helps you in some way. But I do know that that is going to be the answer that is best for you at this point. If I gave you a yes, this is the guy answer, you would have some second guesses about it and some running away from it, actually. So I just want you to reassess everything, look at it, and have that conversation. At the three-month point, we have to be ready to have those conversations. Okay?
Oh, all right. Thank you so much. You really, really helped me. I really appreciate you.
And you are so welcome. And I want you to know that the two males in heaven are just saying, you know, we love you, we love you, we love you. And I feel like there's a grandma there too, because there's an elderly or an older woman that's stepping in next to your father figure. And they're all saying, we love you, we're watching out for you, don't worry, you know, you're safe, you're protected in divine timing. It's all divine timing is the statement they're using. Okay, love?
Thank you.
Oh, sweetie, don't. You're going to make me cry. Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. You are so, so welcome. And I hope that, I hope that this is helpful for you and that it brings you through your week with a little bit more love and grace. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, you are welcome. If you sit down right now and just like go into that space of peace and quiet, your father will connect with you and converse with you right now. Okay, love?
Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going. Oh yes, absolutely. I am going to go to the next caller, which is 551. Hello, 55. Wait, I'm wrong. Is this 310?
Yes, it's still me.
Oh, okay. Let me mute you. I'm so sorry. I want you to go spend that time conversing with your father. And I am now going to go, I'm sorry, 551, I'll come to you now. Hello, 551.
Hi, this is Tasha. I haven't spoken to you in like a couple of months. It's so competitive to get on the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some people spend 2 or 3 months trying to get on the show. So yeah. I'm so grateful that you kept trying. Thank you.
Come on. So, just calling. I just wanted to get insight on whether if you saw me moving, and if you did see me moving, what city and state did you see me relocating to?
When you ask, do you see me moving, I hear yes right away. I need to ask, where are you located right now?
I'm in New Jersey, New York area.
Okay. Now, you have free will and choice, whatever I hear, whatever I say, you have the option of moving wherever you want. But I hear that Tennessee would be really good for you. I hear that you would do very, very, very well in Tennessee. You would really like the vibe. You would like, it would be like the energy there would fit you very, very well. Have you thought about Tennessee? Has that crossed your mind? Have you heard that before?
Actually, no, but I can definitely take a visit down there. That's not the first time I heard that. Do you know what part of Tennessee?
I actually hear Nashville, because if you're going to, I'm going to tell you, if you're going to move to a place, you want to still be you don't want to be in like a small town. You want to be where there's some action. You want to be where there's lots of people. You want to be where it's happening. And I feel like I'm hearing Nashville, and I feel like the music scene there would be very important to you. I don't know why, but I am hearing that.
You picked that up on me. I'm trying to be an upcoming A&R, like a person in music. That's so cool.
Okay, so right there, I think I might be psychic, folks. I think I might be. Okay, so I'm sorry. I have to stop making jokes today because.
No,
okay,
fine.
So
I love jokes. I asked you why you were speaking to the others. I was looking at, I love laughing. I was looking at these little baby races. You know how the parents have their kids crawl across the floor. I just think it's so cute. I love kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I really, really want to tell you if you, okay, so in all seriousness, 100 here, if you go to Tennessee and especially the Nashville area, the first 6 weeks will be tough because whenever we relocate to another area, there mm-hmm. is a readjustment of our energy to the energy of that area. And we have to acclimate mm-hmm. and we have to get it. But if you go there, something inside of you is going to open up. Something inside of you is you're going to feel like this is home. Why didn't I do this sooner? Once you're
okay,
adjusted and you have everything in place, you're going to be so happy that you did that.
Okay, because I'm like, it's a pull on me between Atlanta, L.A. I didn't think about Tennessee. I knew I wanted to be in the South, but I was thinking more so of Atlanta, and then I think about L.A., and it just goes back and forth. But I know that whatever I do, I have to get out of this energy because I've been here for a couple of years now.
Yeah. Okay. Between Atlanta, if you're going to choose between Atlanta and LA, I would say Atlanta is the better choice. But I am going to tell you, between Atlanta and Nashville, it's you know, one of them is going to offer you. Like Atlanta can be a lot like that energy of like everybody has their hustle on sort of energy
mm-hmm.
sometimes in Atlanta, depending on where you are in Atlanta, where Nashville still has that really good high vibe energy without being like hustle. I don't know if that
okay.
makes sense to you. Like Atlanta might have a similar feel to the East Coast in some ways. I mean, the East Coast
a lot of
is, there's a lot of hustle going on the East Coast. It's like content 24/7, hustle, 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 let's go up.
Yeah.
And everybody, it's kind of like California. Everybody knows somebody wants something sort of thing going on. Atlanta is getting there. It's close. But Nashville is more of a
down
home.
I'm so scared because I'm by myself because I've been trying to, like, wait and find, like, a companion because I want to just move and, you know, but, like, the companionship up here because I've been dating and stuff like that.
I need to cut you off, and I'm so sorry that I do, but I have like 60 seconds left, and I just want to make one comment to you, and I want you to think about this as you fall asleep. I want you to think about this as you move forward. I want you to think about this with everything you do. If I weren't afraid, what would I do? Who would I be? And what would my life look like? Fear is an illusion. And it never, ever comes to fruition if we just take those steps forward. Okay, sweetie?
Okay, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. I'm so happy you were able to get through today. Have an amazing rest of the day. I'm sending you prayers and blessings. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, to everybody that called in that I did not get to, please accept my deepest apologies. I'm going to do a clearing right now for everybody who did not get through today and everybody who did get through and basically everybody's listening. If you're stuck, let's clear that now. Whew, I love you guys. I can't wait till next Monday to do this all over again. Follow me and you'll get the notification.